Hey, Graham. Here with John Rastetter. We're going to be discussing Comarca's manufacturing of rubber rolls today. So, John, I understand Comarca manufactures rubber rolls. Does that include the flexo industry?
Katie, we have a wealth of knowledge in rubber technology, which spans a variety of different market areas. It certainly includes flexo, but it starts with our offset division, producing rubber rolls for web offset, sheet fed, packaging applications, and a variety of different compounds to meet local requirements, production speed and other things, conventional ink systems as well as UV ink systems. But besides Flexo, we also have a variety of other customers we service. Those customers include the gravure industry, where we have specialized gravure roll manufacturing applications, but also have the ability to produce the impression rolls associated with that gravure process, where we create using very specific compounds for the very specific needs of our gravure customers. We also service the coating industry, what we refer to as the specialty coating industry. This area is for optical coating as well as for adhesive application onto a variety of different surfaces or webs. And in that market space, we also produce rubber rolls, which may be made from either neoprene or a urethane compound in order to meet the right physical characteristics of the rubber roll production. We also have an offset coating application, not to be confused with the specialty coating application. And in this area, it's very much like a flexo process, where it's using laser engraved ceramic analog rolls, a chamber or blade system, applying a variety of different coatings that might be for high gloss applications, for rub resistance on a printed web, or soft touch and some of the other specialty applications that you see that enhance and create more pop in the printed item. But if we get right down to flexo and the applications that we produce rubber rolls for in that area, it mainly surrounds the corrugated industry, where we are producing wiper rolls for more vintage equipment, where we're using that as a roll to control the ink film thickness coming off of our analog rolls. And in this case, we produce typically a neoprene with very specific characteristics for long life and for proper wiping. At the same time, we produce dual demometer pull rolls to help the board move through the press and to provide the highest level of technical performance. A dual demometer roll is designed to have a harder demometer surface to provide the wear characteristics that are necessary, but a soft demometer base to avoid board crush and still have the high performance of these high-speed machines.
So Don, can you tell me a little bit about the rubber formulations that Comarca uses?
I sure can. Rubber technology, what we strive for in all of the various applications, is long life. Long life defined as abrasion resistance, defined as resistance to ozone. And we all know that in printing facilities, there's plenty of ozone. And in addition to that, we're looking for compounds that maintain the physical characteristics over time, meaning that they don't harden prematurely, so that they don't soften prematurely, and that they continue to have a high degree of resilience. In order to do that, our rubber chemists have worked for years to develop very specific compounds for specific applications. So if it's UV ink, for example, it has to have the correct physical characteristics, but most importantly, can't swell as exposed to the photoinitiators that are built into UV ink systems. Likewise, if our customers are using solvent-based inks, those compounds must be resistant to the solvents that are built into the ink system. Our formulations specifically address each of those and ensure that the customer gets the maximum value for in the rubber rolls, just as they do the maximum value for the laser engraved ceramic rolls we produce or the mechanically engraved chrome rolls that we produce. So when we talk about some of these applications, the lamination process that is used in flexible packaging requires very specific rubber rolls that maintain those physical characteristics that we talked about over an extended period of time. The specialty coating applications that we have. One customer that we're dealing with in Mexico has continued to come back to us for rubber recovering versus using a local supplier because they're finding 2 to 3 times the life of rolls that we produce in comparison to the local supplier. That's because of our ability to produce a roll that has the right physical characteristics, the right mechanical characteristics, and are built to OEM specifications. So if it requires a parabolic crown, or if it requires a very special treatment, we're able to perform that on the roll during our manufacturing process. In the case of specialty coating applications, we also have the ability to provide a varying durometer, whether it's a 25 Sure-A hardness in a nitrile rubber, working up to an 80 Sure-A hardness, for example, in a nitrile rubber, or a neoprene, where we talked earlier about dual durometer, where we would have a 25, a 35, or a 45 Sure-A hardness base rubber with an over lamination of the higher durometer product in order to be able to provide extended life. Our testing laboratories include testing devices like Tabor abrasion that measures the surface resistance to wear. You know, varieties of different test instruments that determine the life, the physical characteristics, and the performance. If one of our customers has a very special application, that roll can be brought into us. We can determine what the physical characteristics of the compounds that are on that roll today are. We can do chemical analysis of the makeup of that compound, and then either recreate the compound or, based on a detailed interview with the customer, determine where that particular product fails, and then provide improvements to the compound based on our past knowledge of rubber technology.
Wow, that is some great information, John. Thanks for taking the time to discuss the rubber rolls with us today. Look forward to talking to you again next time.